Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Tzadi Aleph, Chulin 91. And today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is discussing the verses that deal with Jacob as it relates to the Gid Hanasha, the sciatic nerve, which we know that there's a prohibition for Jewish people to eat. So since the Gemara was discussing those verses, the Gemara talks about the struggle that Jacob had with the angel, which is where his Gid Hanasha first was injured. So the Gemara says, with respect to Jacob's struggle with the angel, in Genesis 32, verse 25, it says, "Vayivaser Yaakov Levato," that the passage is introduced with the phrase that Jacob remained alone. So why was Jacob alone? He has already brought everything he had over to the other side of the river. So why does he remain on the other side by himself? So says Rebbe Elazar, "Shenishtayar al pachan kentanim." Jacob remained because he was searching for small little utensils that he had left behind. And mikan l'tzadikim, we see from here that the righteous people, that even though Jacob knew it was dangerous, and Jacob was aware that he was not supposed to be there by himself, nevertheless he cared deeply about the money and he was willing to sacrifice his body. And the reason is because the tzaddikim, the truly righteous, don't want to go to great lengths not to steal, and so therefore they're going to value even small items because they're so worried that otherwise if they would just flippantly get rid of the items, and they would come to have to make it up from somewhere else, and they might lead them to steal. So since we were looking at that verse, the Gemara continues, "Vayavek ishimo adalos ha-shachar." Then he struggled with this man who we identify as an angel. He struggled with this ish, this person until the dawn. So says Rabbi Yitzchak, "Mikan Talmid Chacham shelo yetze yachidi b'layla." We see from here that a Talmud Chacham, a Torah scholar, should not go out at night, but by himself, but rather he should always be with someone because this Jacob was by himself. That's why he was able to be attacked. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana says, "Mehacha." I have a different verse to prove that it's Talmud Chacham should not go out by himself at night. And he cites the verse from Rut, chapter 3, verses 2 and 4, which says, "Hinei hu zores goren hazaor malayla." Then Naomi, Ruth's mother-in-law, said, "Go to Boaz to the threshing floor because he's winnowing out the barley, and he's going to be there for sure on the threshing floor at night because he's certainly not going to return to his home in the middle of the night by himself." And so therefore, that's another source that we know that a Talmud Chacham doesn't go out at night by himself. Rabbi Abba said the source is from here because it says when Abraham went out for the Akedah, it says, "Vayashkim Avram baboker vayashkim." And Abraham woke up early in the morning to saddle his donkey. From the fact that he had to wake up early in the morning to go out, why didn't he go out in the middle of the night? We see from here that Talmud Chacham is not supposed to go out at night, even though we know under those circumstances he wasn't really going by himself. Nevertheless, because he was taking Yitzchak with him, and he was taking the two people who were attending, the Shnei Ne'arav, nevertheless, we see from here, Rashi says, a Kal V'Chomer. If he wouldn't even go out with them in the middle of the night, for sure he wouldn't go out by himself. And the Rabbanan say a different reason. The Rabbanan say that we know that when Jacob sent Joseph in Genesis chapter 37, verse 14, it says, "Lech na re'eh et shlom achecha v'et shalom." Rashi v'ini davar. He says, "Go and see the welfare of your brothers and then bring the matter back to me." That means to say, understands the Gemara, that he was sending them to go and see, which means it must have been during the day because you can't see at night. That's how Rashi understands it. So obviously he was telling him to go out during the day. Rav gives a different explanation. Rav says we see from Jacob himself because it says Vayizracho Hashemesh, that after that night where Jacob wrestled with the angel, it says in Genesis 32, verse 32, that the sun rose for him. And says Rabbi Kiva, "Sha'alti es Rabbi Gamliel v'es Rabbi Shua be'itlis." I once asked Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shua, in the marketplace of Imaum, which was the name of the place, "Shahochu l'kach behemo l'mishtav l'b'nosha Rabbi Gamliel." They went to get a animal for the wedding feast or the party for the son of Rabbi Gamliel, and it says Vayizracho Hashemesh, and it says in the verse that the sun rose for him. But I asked him, "Chishemesh lo avadzarcha?" Did the sun just rise for Jacob? It didn't just rise for Jacob; it rose for the whole world. So says Rabbi Yitzchak, "Shemesh haba bavuro zarcha bavuro." The sun that had earlier in Jacob's lifetime set earlier for him, now is rising for him. it rose before its proper time. And where did the sun earlier in Jacob's life set early just for him? Because it says in Genesis chapter 28, verse 10, Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva vayelech Haran. Jacob departed from Be'er Sheva right when he was leaving his home, and he went towards Haran. And it states there immediately afterwards, Vayifka b'makom, that he encountered the place. So how is this the place? Because first he went from Be'er Sheva, and then he passed Beit El before he reached Haran. So what was going on here? So the Gemara says, Kimato Haran, when he arrived at Haran after he left Be'er Sheva, then at that point he said, Efshar Avarti Amakom Shespahu Avosai Vanilo Espalalti. Is it possible that I passed by Beit El, which is the place where my forefathers have prayed, and I didn't pray? So Kayav Datli Mahader, he says, I have to go back. So when God saw that he intended to return, God made his trip very quick. He kaftzalei, it jumped, the land jumped, and miyad vayifka b'makom, he immediately came to the place of Beit El in order to pray. And katzalei, after he prayed, b'al maheder, he wanted to go back to Haran. At that point, God said, tzadik zabal abeis maloni v'yipater b'lohina, the righteous person comes to my hotel and he's going to leave without sleeping, miyad ba'ashamash, immediately the sun set. So we see from here that Jacob had the sun set for him earlier in his life because he wanted to go back to pray at Beit El, and now the sun rose for him after his encounter with the angel. So this idea that Jacob came to that place, Vayifka b'makom, that's the source of prayer. Vayifka, Rashi says, and the Gemara says elsewhere, means he prayed in that place. A prayer is an encounter with God. If we go to great lengths, Jacob who said, how could I have passed by and not prayed? God will allow us and work with us to allow us to be able to pray to Hashem with all of our heart and soul.